welcome to the fifth episode of Quizbees. We're delighted to bring you five more rounds of trivia fun.
Round one is general knowledge round, with five questions and each correct answer will give you 1 point. Grab yourself a pen and a paper and let's begin. Good luck. Episode 5, Round 1. Question 1. The highest peak in Europe is in which country?
Question number 2. Sean Combs is the real name of which American rapper?
Question 3. What does CO stand for in the periodic table?
Question number 4. How many horses are on each team in a polo match?
Question 5. Which British actor will play Batman in the upcoming reboot directed by Matt Reeves?
Okay, here are the answers for round 1.
Question 1 was, the highest peak in Europe is in which country? The answer is Russia. The highest mountain in Europe is called Mount Elbrus. Actually, Mount Elbrus isn't technically a mountain, it's an inactive volcano.
Okay, question number 2. Sean Combs is the real name of which American rapper? And the answer is P. Diddy, who is also known as Puff Daddy, Puffy, or Diddy.
Question 3 was, what does CO stand for in the periodic table? It stands for cobalt. Cobalt was discovered in 1739 by George Brandt. The name is derived from the German word kobold, spelled K-O-B-A-L-D, meaning goblin, and its atomic number is 27.
Question number 4. How many horses are on each team in a polo match? That's 4 horses. So polo is one of the world's oldest known team sports, and apparently the concept of the game dates back from the 6th century BC to the 1st century AD, so it's pretty old.
Question 5, last question of this round. Which British actor will play Batman in the upcoming reboot directed by Matt Reeves? The answer is Robert Pattinson. The Batman reboot is set to be released on October 1st, 2021. Oh, that's over a year from now. I wonder if his voice will be better than Ben Affleck's playing Batman.
I think it'll be pretty tough to beat Ben Affleck's Batman voice. Anyways, moving on to round number 2, is the reverse round, where the answer is actually a question, and it's also double points.
If the answer is Quasimodo, what is the question? Pick one from the following five options. Number 1. Which river flows through Glasgow?
Number 2. Who is the main protagonist of the novel The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Number 3. What is the Spanish word for cheese?
Number 4. An extremely luminous active galactic nucleus is known by what name?
Number 5. What is the name of Dua Lipa's album released on March 27, 2020? Okay, so here is the answer to round 2. If the answer is Quasimodo, what is the question? The question is, who is the main protagonist of the novel The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
So for trivia purposes, we're going to reveal the answers to the other options we had in this round.
Thanks to one of our listeners, Akash, who sent us this idea. Which river flows through Glasgow? It's River Clyde.
What is the Spanish word for cheese? And that's queso.
An extremely luminous active galactic nucleus is known by what name? It's Quasar, Quasar.
And the last one, what is the name of Dua Lipa's 2020 album that was released in March? It was Future Nostalgia.
Okay, so moving on to round three, it's true or false. In this round, there are five questions and each correct answer will give you 1 point. Number one, football player Lionel Messi was born in Spain. Is it true or false?
Number two, muscle turns into fat if you stop exercising. Is it true or false?
Number three, Nicolas Cage and Michael Jackson both married the same woman. Is it true or false?
Number four, New Zealand has more sheep than people. True or false?
Number five, the Hulk's original color was gray. Is it true or false?
And here are the answers for round number three.
Number one, football player Lionel Messi was born in Spain. It's false. He was born in Rosario, Argentina in 1987.
Number two, muscle turns into fat if you stop exercising. That's false. They are two different types of cells.
Number three, Nicolas Cage and Michael Jackson both married the same woman. That is true. Not at the same time, obviously. So they both married Lisa Mary Presley. Michael and Lisa were married for 2 years between 1994 to 1996. And Nicholas and Lisa were married for 2 years as well, between 2002 and 2004.
Moving on to number four, New Zealand has more sheep than people. That is true. There are about 30 million sheep compared to about 4.4 million people in New Zealand.
Wow, that's nearly 10 sheep for every person in the country. Interesting.
That's barbaric.
Oh, I just had a thought. How do sheeps laugh?
Wow, that was a pretty good impression of a sheep. I'm not sure that's how they laugh though.
Anyways, jokes aside, question five was the Hulk's original color was grey. And that is true. Stan Lee and Jack Kirby intended the Hulk to be grey, but the printing press kept having trouble with the Hulk's color and he kept coming out green. And therefore, Hulk's color remained green. Moving on to round four, it's the connection round. There are five questions in this round. Each correct answer will give you 1 point. At the end of the round, the last question will be the connection between all the answers. You just need to know what the connection is.
Question number one. The humerus bone is found in which part of the human body?
Question 2 is a riddle. What has 13 hearts and no other organs?
Question number 3. In what British quiz show does the team of 5 quiz champions get challenged by a group of 5 contestants for prize money?
Question 4. In the 1989 classic rock song, what is Neil Young doing in a free world?
And question number 5 is, what is the connection between all the answers?
Now it's time to reveal the answers for round 4.
Question number 1 was, the humerus bone is found in which part of the human body? And that's your arm. This bone runs from your shoulders to your elbow and is also known as a dell.
Question 2 was, what has 13 hearts but no other organs? Answer is, a deck of cards.
Question number 3 was, in what British quiz show does the team of 5 quiz champions get challenged by a group of 5 contestants for prize money? That's Eggheads.
Question 4. In the 1989 classic rock song, what is Neil Young doing in a free world? Answer to that is rocking. He is rocking in a free world.
And lastly, question number 5. What is the connection between all the answers?
So we had answers like arm, deck of cards, eggheads, rocking. These are all types of chairs. So armchair, deck chair, egg chair, and rocking chair.
All right, now time for our mystery round. That's round number 5. So today's mystery round is called Best of 5. We'll describe a person and we'll give you 5 clues. The first clue is worth 5 points. The second clue is worth 4 points. The third clue is worth 3 points. And the fourth clue is worth 2 points. And the fifth clue is only worth 1 point.
Here goes clue number 1. I was born on March 10th in 1940 in Oklahoma as Carlos Ray. I'm the oldest of 3 brothers. The youngest two being Wieland and Aaron.
Clue number 2. At the age of 14, I took on a lot of responsibilities after my dad left, including babysitting my brothers and sorting out the bills while living in poverty. Because of this, my mom called me her defender.
Clue number 3. When I was 16, my parents got divorced, so I relocated to California with my mother and brothers.
Clue number 4. In 1958, I joined the US Air Force as an air policeman and was sent to South Korea. This is where I acquired my nickname Chuck and began my training in Tang Sudo.
Last clue. In 1972, I acted as Bruce Lee's nemesis in the widely acclaimed martial arts movie Way of the Dragon. There are also satirical facts about me that have become an internet phenomenon, which is widespread in popular culture. Who am I?
So let's reveal the answer to round 5, the mystery round.
So the person we described with 5 clues is Chuck Norris. Well done to those who got this correct. You might have guessed it, especially with clues number 4 and 5. There are hundreds of Chuck Norris's memes and jokes on the internet, and my favorite one, well, one of my favorite one, is Chuck Norris gets into a bucket and lifts it up with himself in it. I mean, that's just Chuck for you. Oh wait, one more. Chuck Norris can start a fire with an ice cube. Can you believe it?
I love Chuck Norris jokes. They used to be my favorite. Well, they still are. Anyways, that brings us to the end of this episode. And before we go, I want to leave you with a very inspirational Chuck Norris quote. There is no finish line. When you reach one goal, find a new one. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at quiz.bees and send us any questions or suggestions you may have to quizzesrule@gmail.com. See you in the next one. Bye.
Goodbye.